Russian officials say as many as 15 people have been killed and some two dozen others injured in a bus explosion in Volgograd. Monday's blast comes a day after a suicide bombing killed at least 17 others at a railway station in the city. As regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports, the explosions have highlighted the terrorist threat Russia faces ahead of its Winter Olympic Games in February.
The latest bombing came as the southern city already prepared to mourn the victims of a massive suicide blast at the main train station that also killed more than a dozen people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Russian officials said the blast was believed to have been a terrorist act. Local journalist and political observer Sergei Strogan said earlier that he isn't surprised.
If you just recall the history of the Second World War, you'll see that this was the place which came to the history books as a monument to unconquerable spirit of Soviet Russian people. And probably terrorists today were trying just to show that those symbols doesn't exist anymore.
The explosions come some 40 days before Russia is to hold the Winter Olympics in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. A Chechen warlord had urged his fighters to disrupt the games. Volgograd lies near Russia's North Caucasus, a strip of mostly Muslim provinces where militants are trying to establish an Islamic state. Security expert and senior lecturer at the Moscow State University, Mark Sloboda, says the militants want to send a clear message.
We've seen several terrorist attacks on trains previously, as well as on metro stations within Moscow over the last decade plus. I think they calculate this as it is extremely disruptive to the fabric of Russian society. It creates a true atmosphere of terror when any average citizen can be affected who uses public transportation, which is the majority of the population.
The attacks have added to pressure on President Vladimir Putin to step up security. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.